October 24th, 2020. Jack Ma, founder of Alibaba and China's richest man, takes the stage. He's just days away from launching the largest IPO in history, the Ant Group. Yet, after this one speech, he vanished. No IPO, no explanation. And then, nearly $900 billion in value was erased from his companies. Yet, suddenly, in 2025, Jack Ma has returned. What happened in those missing years, and why has he returned now? Let's take a closer look at that speech. This was the 2020 Bund Finance Summit in Shanghai. Numerous senior financial regulatory officials were there, and Jack knew this. This made Jack's friends nervous because they knew what he was about to say. Some encouraged him to soften his choice of words, but he didn't budge. Jack is Jack. He just wanted to speak his mind, said one. Then he took the stage. After the pleasantries, Jack got right to the point. Today's banks continue to have a pawn shop mentality. Collaterals and warranties are pawn shops. To make risk-free innovation is to stifle innovation. Oftentimes, managing risk down to zero is the biggest risk. We cannot use the way to manage a railway station to manage an airport. We cannot use yesterday's way to manage the future. Even the beggar must have some credit. I think every beggar is credit worthy. Immediately after, everything went back to normal. During the speech, the crowd even laughed, applauded, and murmured like normal. Yet, little did Jack know, his comments set off a domino chain that would ruin his life. So, what was so wrong? To you and I, Jack's speech seems perfectly normal. Compared to how many openly and harshly criticized leaders like Trump, Biden, or just the United States, it even appears tame. Jack even seemed to be rallying a call to make the Chinese financial system more prosperous. But this is China we're talking about. Amongst the crowd, senior CCP members were fuming. Financial regulators in the crowd felt insulted, being chastised so publicly. They were going to remind Jack of one truth. In China, you don't criticize the CCP. As Jack was preparing for Ant Group's IPO, which analysts predicted would be the biggest in history, things were set in motion behind closed doors. According to inside sources, the General Office of the State Council compiled a report about Ma's speech and submitted it to senior leaders, including President Xi Jinping. Little to say, he wasn't impressed. Yet, it wasn't just Jack's comments and tone that annoyed him. Something else concerned him. Then, the following day, it all began to go wrong. But to explain how, we need to take a step back. There was much more to Jack Ma than this speech or his money. Jack had something else that concerned the CCP. Let's go back to right before the speech. At this point, Jack Ma's Alibaba is the crown jewel of China. It's one of the most successful startups in history, and at one point was even worth more than Amazon, and the two are very similar. It was the biggest e-commerce platform in China, and single-handedly shifted the global economy. But there's something more to Jack than just an entrepreneur. Jack wasn't just a businessman, but a celebrity. Jack had a rock star image and was willing to have fun and be a bit silly, even if his guitar playing isn't the best. He used to be an English teacher at Hangzhou Dianzi University, and after his success, founded his very own, Hapan University. They didn't offer traditional degrees, but instead created a business school to help young entrepreneurs network and learn. He also founded Africa's Business Heroes under the Jack Ma Foundation.
First trip to Africa, my impressions, wow, it's a land full of hope. In Africa, there are so many young people who could be entrepreneurs. They believe what they're doing and they want to make this thing big. So what if we have Africa Bill Gates, Africa Jack Ma? I realized that I have to do something.
It was an entrepreneurship competition which provided winners with funding, training, and also mentorship. Jack had become the face of Chinese success on the global stage. He was the richest man in China, charismatic, he had an abundance of data on hundreds of millions of Chinese citizens, his own university, and the Chinese youth loved him. China Daily reported recently that 36% of college students in Zhejiang province named Ma as their top role model. Jack was hugely popular and a self-made independent success story. And that was part of the problem.
You have never gotten money from the Chinese government?
No.
None? None.
I want it at the beginning, okay. And later I don't want it because I think if the company always think about picking money from out of the government off pockets, that company is just rubbish. Think about how can you make money from the customers and market and then help customers succeed. That's our philosophy.
No money from Chinese banks?
No. No. I at that time I want, and now they want to give me, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Something else was happening. The CCP were likely getting a bit anxious about Jack Ma. He was very Western, very outspoken, and potentially a threat to those in government. If you're unsure of the power of a celebrity businessman in the world of politics, look no further than Donald Trump or Elon Musk. Was Jack scheming for Xi Jinping's job? I seriously doubt it, but what mattered is that he was a threat. And that brings us to the Ant Group, Jack's next and arguably most important play. You may not have heard of it, but it owns the biggest mobile and digital payment platform, Alipay. It's like PayPal, but also grew into all kinds of financial services, like credit, investing, transferring cash, tracking your credit, even buying insurance, and its scale is unbelievable. Alipay, at its peak, had 1.3 billion users and over 80 million merchants. In total, it's processed over $20 trillion in payments. And most importantly, it was preparing for an IPO on the Shanghai Stock Exchange, the biggest IPO in history. Estimates for Ant Group's fundraising were $34.5 billion, which would value the company at $313 billion. And keep in mind, Ant Group is just one of Jack's companies. He had built his wealth when Alibaba went public, and Ant Group could have been even bigger. But that didn't happen. The timing couldn't have been worse, and next came Jack's worst nightmare. After Jack's speech, the reports had reached President Xi Jinping himself. He was deeply troubled with Jack's comments. He then decided to halt the initial public offering. The day after Jack Ma was summoned, the Shanghai Stock Exchange suspended Ant Group's IPO just days before launch. Then an investigation by regulators was underway. Ant Group began paying back those who initially invested, and at this time, people began to notice something else. Jack had disappeared. At the grand finals of Africa's Business Heroes, Jack was replaced with an Alibaba executive. It was apparently a scheduling conflict, but something felt off. As a reminder, Jack was a very public celebrity, so this was odd. Behind the scenes, things were going from bad to worse for Jack. The CCP were beginning to dismantle Jack's empire. In April 2021, Alibaba was hit with a $2.8 billion fine. The reason? Being a monopoly. They alleged that Alibaba was forcing merchants into using only their platform. To be fair, this one was true. Alibaba was forming a monopoly in China, similar to Amazon in the West. But this wasn't new, and regulators only seemed to care after Jack had annoyed them. Alibaba paid the fine, but the CCP was just getting started. That month, they also moved in and ordered a restructure of the Ant Group, and changed it into a financial holding firm. Ant Group now had to bend to banking regulation, not just tech, and had to hold much more capital in reserve. It also meant Beijing could monitor it much closer and allowed China's big banks to buy into the firm. Then they broke up Alipay into multiple apps. This was particularly bad as Alipay was a super app, and this was a major blow. Alibaba's share price tumbled as this happened, as they held a lot of equity in Ant Group. But Alibaba had more things to worry about. UC Browser, Alibaba's web browser and the number 2 browser in China, was deleted from app stores. And while Alipay was falling apart, regulators were writing new sweeping reforms on Ant Group's most valuable asset, data. This was their competitive advantage, billions of customer transactions and behavioral analytics from hundreds of millions of customers. the CCP forced Ant to break this information monopoly and share this with other companies. Though Ant wasn't alone, nearly all tech giants in China were coming under fire. Didi Zhuxing, which owns a taxi and ride-sharing app, had just gone public on the New York Stock Exchange in June 2021 before regulators launched an investigation into the app. Didi was removed from all app stores, was delisted from the NYSE, and was fined $1.2 billion. It wasn't even allowed to accept new users until January 2023. Then there was ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok. Not only were recommendation algorithms added to the no export list, but their educational app, GoGoKid, was shut down in a crackdown on after-school tutoring. Even Tencent came under fire and was fined for antitrust laws. Jack was at the heart of a new storm, yet he somehow had even more things to worry about. His prestigious business school, Hapan University, also came under fire. New enrollments were suspended, Ma was forced to disassociate himself, and the school had to drop University from their name. By mid-2021, Jack's companies had fallen to less than half. Even investors who bought in at Alibaba's IPO were in the red, 10 years later. Then in 2023, Jack relinquished control of Ant Group, with his voting power dropping from 50% to 6%. By 2024, Jack's companies had lost almost $900 billion in value, and during all this time, Jack had disappeared from the public. He stopped giving talks and had also stopped tweeting altogether, and hasn't to this day. He has been spotted every so often and was rumored to be living in Tokyo, but has all but disappeared. He was excluded from state media, including a list of Chinese entrepreneurial leaders, despite being the most successful. Yet, something else has happened in China. Xi Jinping and the CCP may have made mistakes, and now they're desperately trying to rebuild. This sudden, sweeping crackdown had intimidated not just Chinese companies, but everyone. With how easily giants could be fined and dismantled, foreign companies realized China might not be worth it. In 2024, China's foreign direct investment, or FDI, fell 29% compared to the previous year. Walmart sold a stake in one of China's e-commerce platforms worth $3.6 billion, which it had held for 6 years. IBM closed a research facility in China. Honda halted production of 3 Chinese plants. Giant US law firms announced the closure of offices in Beijing and Hong Kong. Dell announced it is moving manufacturing away from China. And most recently, Apple has begun moving its production to India alongside Foxconn. This was bad, and it's only gotten worse. In early 2025, fixed asset investment grew by only 1.6%. Industrial output and retail sales have also shown a decline in growth. Consumption was down, the economy was slowing, and to make matters worse, there was a rising youth unemployment rate. Then something unexpected happened. On February 17, 2025, Xi Jinping personally hosted a summit for business leaders at Beijing's Great Hall of the People. And there was Jack Ma. The message was clear. We need you, just like we need you on this channel. We're trying to cross 1 million subscribers by the end of this year, and we're over 80% there. If you hit subscribe right now, we might just be able to pull it off. One analyst described it as a strong gesture to tell the market and hesitant local officials that these are our champions that we need to unwaveringly support in light of all the risks. With many of these entrepreneurs having significant stakes in the US, Beijing needs a united front also to prevent major capital flight. Xi Jinping's goal was to encourage entrepreneurship and rebuild confidence, but the damage had already been done. Many investors have long memories, and Saha Ant Group, Didi, and other entrepreneurs were kneecapped. China may be proclaiming, we need you, but based on what we've seen, it comes off more as, we need you for now. The irony is that Jack Ma was doing the exact same thing in his original speech. If China had followed Jack's advice, China would have also been better off. They could have offered better, modern credit and banking to give more aspiring entrepreneurs a chance. Real solutions, not just a display or gesture. But Jack was cut down for it. Xi Jinping wants entrepreneurship, but maybe not too much of it. TikTok is feeling the full brunt of this polarization as we speak, as they're not only being limited by the CCP, but also the US. Check out this video to learn more, but until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.